Next case, third case of the morning is Kipbang versus Gonzalez. Mr. Trace.
Good morning, Your Honors. Richard Trace representing the petitioner, Aaron Kipbang. Counsel, may it please the court. I think the issue in this case is whether or not the government really exercised its primary responsibility to notify the alien that there was going to be a deportation hearing and the time and the place of that hearing. He was served with the order to show cause, but the order to show cause in this case did not have any time or date or place which would allow the alien to know where his hearing would be held, when it would be held, at what time. And when he received the order to show cause, no indication of, in any sense, when this was going to occur. Maybe a month, a year, 2 years. He was apprehended in Detroit, and before he received the order to show cause, gave an address that he thought he was going to live at in Chicago. And that address was put on the order to show cause, but he didn't give an address after he received the order to show cause, which may have contained some provisos for.
Well, he went 11 years without letting anybody know where he was, didn't he?
He went till, I think, 2001 when he finally married a citizen and applied to immigration and gave an address.
Well, then that's 8 years from
yes,
the time
sir.
He...
Yes, a long time.
Country.
He went a long time without letting them know where he was, but he never got the notice.
Well, and they did send the notice to the address that he gave.
Several times. That's the question. Is this really the best way to notify these people?
Well, what would you suggest is better?
I suggest the best way would be when they apprehend the people at the airport or some border crossing, give them the order to show cause, and if it's impractical to set up a hearing in time before the judge in the immigration court, which it might be, at least set some further date at some place in some city and say, report to immigration in Chicago, Illinois, 10 West Jackson, 2 months from now, we'll proceed further. So to have some follow-up with these people, because this happens all the time. They arrest them, they release them on bond, recognizance very often, and they're out. And no time for reporting anywhere, either to another immigration office or to the judge, if they haven't had the time to set it up with the judge, which they, practically speaking, would not have. That takes some...
That's a good suggestion on your procedure, but I'm not certain it's any better, really, than this idea that you give an address and you are advised to keep the... Well, now Homeland Security advised of where you live so that information can be sent to you. Otherwise, you just sort of disappear.
Well, that's it as is now. They disappear. But if there was some place initially they would report to, and that would be reasonable under those circumstances, then they would report or not report. If they didn't report, well, then, of course, they're responsible for not reporting.
How long was his visa for?
I believe he had an extension for one more year, Your Honor.
Didn't he realize?
It said in the order to show cause it was
seen. Didn't he realize that he had to report at the end of that date?
Well, actually, there was something in the... There was an application to extend the visa, and I believe the service had knowledge of his address through that visa.
I said, didn't he realize? The man had the visa card in his hand. That he had to report at the end of that term?
He knew he was only here for legally for sure. Maybe a year. And he overstayed his visa.
Yeah.
There's no
right.
question he did that. And for that reason, should be put before an immigration judge in deportation proceedings. That's the procedure to remove these people. And the question is, does he know where to go and when to go? And at what place to go? What time?
It's not hard to find out.
The question is, who has to notify who and who's the burden on And I believe the burden in this case with these aliens is more on the government to make the notification. It's a question of responsibility, of course, on the alien, but responsibility of the government to fully notify these people. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, the government did some things here, as you acknowledge. They sent several letters to the address he gave. He did nothing. So if there's a balancing...
There surely is.
What ought to be fair here.
There surely is, and in many cases, the courts have addressed that balance. In some cases, holding for the alien, saying that that address was given 6 or 8 years ago, and then the order to show cause was given subsequent to that. The alien is not responsible for that particular address because he doesn't have notice of the obligation to provide the address, and then that alien was allowed to reopen the case. Those equities have been balanced throughout these cases. But I guess the point I'm making, as I just said, the central responsibility of notification is upon the government.
Didn't How much they notify him 3 times?
At the right address. At the critical point.
The address that he gave them.
But he gave it before he even got the notice to appear.
Well, whose fault is that?
He doesn't speak English. This is someone who speaks Thai, who signed in Thai. All instructions were given in English. There's nothing in the record that shows he understood anything that the officer told him or allegedly explained to him. It's clear he speaks Thai. This is not... In immigration court, if there's a proceeding, there's an interpreter there in the court. And if there isn't one available in the court, one is summoned by telephone through Berlitz or some other facility. This is able to be done at certain Department of Homeland Security facilities where they have access to translators. This was done at an airport, not a remote border crossing. If this court wants to notify somebody of their responsibility, as I had experience with stays, we find out exactly what Department of Homeland Security officer is on call, what their home number is, what their cell number is. There's a lot of effort in notification. This is the most minimal effort that's displayed by Department of Homeland Security, formerly INS. They just give this paper to somebody, and that's it. It's all over. Now the whole responsibility is on that person to find out when and where the hearing is. And the critical aspect of notification of address, of course, it's in that paper, but I don't know that that's been explained to the client, to the alien. He doesn't speak English. It's for all these reasons that I'm emphasizing the responsibility could be better exercised in a way that assures that the alien will attend that hearing. If the Immigration Department cares at all about the alien attending, of course the alien should attend the hearing. Of course he should notify. But not every case we see in the litany of cases imposes that burden on the alien to the degree that in all cases where the alien doesn't notify of address change, the alien is responsible and the motion to reopen is denied. Some cases the alien is allowed to reopen that case, even where the address change wasn't sent. Yes, thank you, Your Honor.
Anamichi.
May it please the court, counsel, good morning. Your Honor, the petitioner argues that the responsibility is on the government to notify the alien of potential removal proceedings, and indeed that's the case. The statutes, the relevant regulations, as well as the case law that has interpreted those, all make clear what the responsibilities of the government actually are. And at this time, which is prior to the amendments of the immigration laws in 1996, the requirement was that the government provide the defendant with an order to show cause which notified him both of the existence of removal or the initiation of removal proceedings, the future or the prospect of a future hearing, the nature of the charge against the alien, and in a case such as this one where the defendant or where the petitioner is released on an OR bond, the procedure required that the petitioner provide an address where he could receive notification, and that, and was informed that the address he provided would be the one to whom or to which notification would be sent, and also notify the alien of his obligation to notify the INS of any changes of address. The petitioner in this case received both written documents, several written documents that set forth all of these things, including on more than one page the requirement that he provide notification of any change of address, and the agent who provided these documents to the petitioner certified that he had explained these requirements to the petitioner in English, and also certified that English was a language that he understood. In order for the petitioner to obtain relief from the removal order, and also to obtain relief here, the petitioner bore the burden of establishing that he did not understand English and therefore could not have understood any of these requirements. The fact is that his own affidavit presented to the immigration judge admitted that he was informed of the initiation of removal proceedings, and that he was also informed of that there would be a hearing regarding those proceedings. The petitioner also admitted that he provided the address that was used to send notification, as Your Honors point out, three times to the petitioner. Nevertheless, the petitioner argues here that there's no facts in the record indicating that he understood English at all. But as a matter of fact, there are facts in the record that establish just that. And those facts, together with his own signature on a document that certified that he had received notification in English, indicate that the immigration judge did not abuse its discretion in determining that the petitioner had not met the burden that he bore to get out from under the removal order. I would direct the court's attention to Exhibit 3 to the petitioner's motion, which is in the record, Exhibit 5 and Exhibit 6, and all of these documents focus on the specific fact that he was given the advice that was required under the statute. Under these circumstances, it's clear that the petitioner was not entitled to relief, that the immigration judge decided that correctly, and that the BIA also properly affirmed the decision. Is there no further questions?
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Tress, anything more?
Yeah. I think the order of recognizance bears out my suggestion in that it indicates space and room for the alien to notify and be in touch with the district director of immigration at a specific time in a specific place, and it's not filled out. This is really the way to avoid this problem. And in conjunction with that, if the court would recognize that in any criminal proceeding, if a person is arrested and issued a bond, recognizance, whatever, they're given a court date and a time and a place to attend at that time, not just released to the general population with no place to report, no time, and under circumstances that are completely left open. And I think for that reason, that responsibility fell on the government. Thank you very much, Your Honor.
All right, this case will be taken under advisement.